I wonder in my heart, were Jesus Christ to come to much of the professing church today throughout the world and say, I want to prove whether or not you have an active faith. I want you now to lay down all your plans. I want you to lay down all your ambitions and all of your dreams. I want you now to begin to journey with me, trusting that if I choose to, I can even raise the things that are dear to your heart from the dead. But still, first, you've got to give it to me. You've got to lay it out. You've got to put it on an altar. The call of Christ is to long for God and the plan of God for your life. The call of Christ has never changed. If any man will be my disciple, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. That is the call of Christ.
I believe that the Church of Jesus Christ needs a new revelation of the majesty of God. This is what? This is the King of Kings, and he's the Judge of Judges, and it's the tribunal of tribunals, and there's no court of appeal after it. The verdict is final. Jesus Christ will have nothing to do with surface faith. He will have nothing to do with it. You see, he's saying these people are hypocrites. They're saying that they have a belief in me, but my word has not touched them. My word has found no place in them yet. They're just giving mental assent. You know that there are people today, just like these Jews, who can say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe Jesus is God in the flesh. They can believe every promise in the book. They believe everything. Yes, God is, Jesus is Lord. They claim it all as if to say, so what, and move on. It never touches them. It never, the word doesn't do anything for them. They pick up their worldly ways and go their way. They claim to be believers, but the word has found no place in them. And according to Jesus, they're not saved. The gospel has been so watered down, you can go to, there are demons that be comfortable in many churches today. You want to know what's real, what's counterfeit today? Do you want something to help your discernment? I'm going to help you get your Holy Ghost antennas up. And it's all right here, all from this passage. All right, first of all, counterfeit believers are blind to their bondage and slavery that they're under. They're under bondage and slavery and don't know it, and they get mad if you try to show them. He said, if you're going to say you believe in me, I'm the light, you're going to come to me and let me expose everything that's in your life that I can change you. And if you won't come to me and accept my word and continue in the word and let my word continuously purge you and work in you, then you're not my disciple. You can't be my disciples, he said. He said, unless you get it, you cannot be my disciple.
Search me, know me, try me and see every worthless affection hidden in me. All I'm asking for is that create in me a heart that
We may not like it, but listen close. I believe this with all my heart. A great majority in the church today who call themselves believers have never, never been saved. They have never been touched by the conviction of the Holy Ghost and the Word of God. They're still slaves to their old ways and old habits and old friends. They've not one iota of change in them. They have one foot in the world. They're living a lie. They're putting Christ in open shame. They go to Jesus and say, I believe, but they're doing more harm to Jesus than Scorsese in his film, The Last Temptation of Christ. The greatest grief of God are those who say that I believe and will not walk in his word.
Create in me a heart that's clean. Conquer the power of secret shame. Come wash away the guilty stain.
Having the body under control by the power of the Spirit, presenting my body a living sacrifice, number one, holy, number two, acceptable, number three. All packed up in that first verse of Romans 12, which is really only the normal Christian life. There's only one kind of Christian life, really, that's a life of holiness. Wherever I go, I want Christ to be magnified. I don't want somebody to say, if that's Christianity, I don't want it. I don't want somebody to say, you know, the way you live, you blur the image of Christ. I want those people to look through my life and say, I see Jesus Christ.
I said, before God will do anything for you, you know what you've got to do? He said, what? I said, you've got to get out of the car, take the keys around, open up the trunk lid, hand the keys to the Lord Jesus, get inside the trunk, slam the lid down, whisper through the keyhole, Lord, look, fill her up with anything you want and you drive. It's up to you from now on.
I want it to be clear in your mind. Counterfeit spirituality, that is a person, listen closely now, who refuses to lay down the world. To lay down anything for Jesus. The spiritual man, the truly spiritual believer, the true believer is the one who lays everything down. That's as simple as it can get. The one whose counterfeit holds on to the world, his habits, his crowd, his career, he wants to hold it. And that's what Jesus is saying. No, you can't be my believer until you let go. Let go.